Pennsylvania is a swing state. So is Michigan, another city hurting in this economy, Detroit. That city and its workers depend heavily on the auto industry, which is struggling right now. We sent reporter Celeste Headley to talk to voters there.
It's just minutes after John McCain concluded his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention. Laura Tumlin is heading home from Club Fat Cats. She says the stakes are high for Michiganians this November.
Michigan is in a sorry state right now. I mean, there is a possibility that one of the big three is going to declare bankruptcy and close and leave the state. And if that happens, if you think that you've seen the bottom of the Depression, you have not even remotely seen anything yet.
Tumlin is a strong McCain supporter, and she likes his economic plan better than his opponent's. She fears Obama will raise taxes in order to bail out the auto industry and help them build more hybrid cars.
And they're three times as expensive as a regular car that burns gas fuel. So how are these people that the middle class and the lower class and whoever supposed to be able to afford that? They can't afford it.
I don't believe there is a middle class in Michigan. There is a poor class, and there is an upper class.
Laura Stidham is looking over a book of karaoke tunes at the Limelight Bar and Grill across the street from the General Motors Tech Center.
People have lost their jobs. People have lost their homes. People have lost everything.
Stidham says she likes Obama's plan to rebuild the auto industry instead of walking away from it, as she believes McCain wants to do. She says McCain has no idea what people in Michigan are going through.
They all say, yeah, we're all suffering. We've been suffering. And it just keeps getting worse. And whatever he has in his agenda, he's not really coming out with anything that's going to make it better here.
At the convention in St. Paul this week, First Lady Laura Bush told Michigan's delegates that their state could be the Ohio of this election, that victory may hinge on its 17 electoral votes. But Michiganians seem especially jaded about politics and skeptical of campaign promises. Rob Chachu says McCain's speech may have been filled with all the right sentiments, but he doesn't believe a word.
I listened to Sarah Paulman yesterday talk in her speech, and then I read on Yahoo today that she fabricated half the speech. I think they both lie.
Chachu's relaxing after work with a beer while coverage of the Republican National Convention plays on a large screen overhead. At the next table, Mike Parisi and Jeff Willoughby have their backs to the TV. For Parisi, like many here, the economy is steering his vote toward Obama.
His, supporting the auto industry was a key to my opinion.
But Willoughby appreciates the Arizona senator's strong support for the war in Iraq.
I guess I'm leaning towards McCain at this point, just for that point, fighting the war. It's not just American politics we need to look at.
This pair of buddies are a good example of what's going on in blue-collar Michigan. Although both McCain and Obama would like to capture the working-class vote, people are split down the middle over who's going to help them the most and who will take this swing state.
I think McCain will win in Michigan.
I think the state's going to go with Obama.
Mitchell Allen says he hasn't been swayed by what he's heard from either of them.
You know, right now, if I had to vote right now, I'd vote for myself because I don't know who to choose.
Obama has a healthy lead in Michigan right now, according to recent polls, but the state has a lot of independent voters, and it's expected to be a true battleground. And in the end, with the economy faltering and unemployment at 8.5% in Michigan, victory here could depend on how well the candidates roll up their sleeves and show their blue collars. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley.